Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, good afternoon, Valeria. How are you?
I'm doing good. May I know who I'm speaking with?
This is Latoya. I am actually Vicki Halliger's niece. We spoke before regarding the hours for Mr. Lee. I have a quick question for you. Is there a way, how does this operation work? I noticed that he's working from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. So who covers from like 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. or 5:30, 6 p.m.? I'm trying to see if we could get him on the Monday through Friday and then every other weekend because I'm not there to cover that shift from 2 to 6.
Okay. Are you familiar with the patient?
I am. That's my aunt, so I work full time.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see, do they cover overtime if he wanted, if he needed to stay for me?
Okay, from 2 and so on, there's nobody yet. Only Arlo is working.
Right, so I would need somebody to cover from 2 until I get home. And usually she goes to bed probably about 5:30, 6 p.m., which she needs help getting into the bed, so.
2 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Yeah, because he works from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then from after that, it's like, who's going to cover from that 2 until she goes to bed?
Correct. Let me see.
So is there a way he can make overtime after that?
No. He's already working the 56 hours that the patient authorized her. There's no way to process overtime.
Okay, so would the patient be able to extend the hours?
In that case, Vicki or the person in charge should contact UPMC,
okay,
the insurance,
so
to request more hours. Or when the patients go to the primary doctor, he can send like a letter or like an authorization.
She has that letter already.
Yeah, requesting more than 56 hours, so the insurance approve and they let us know, so we can look another caregiver from 2 to 6 or the hours that she needs.
Okay, because she would actually need between that extra time.
Got it.
Yeah, but she does have we did get a prescription for her already. So who do I get that prescription to?
To the insurance. They are the one that...
The UPMC?
That sent to, correct. They sent to us the authorization with the increase
in case
she has the increase.
Okay, so I could just make sure to get that referral to the doctor. I mean, to the referral from the doctor to the UPMC.
Okay. Okay, if you have any additional information, if they approve the increase, please let me know, okay?
So I can talk to UPMC, then they approve, and then I contact you.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
They send to us the authorization, but sometimes it takes a couple of days, so you can let me know if they give you the approval.
Okay, and I have one more question, too. When I first heard about this company on the Family First, they said a sign-on bonus. Is that still active?
Yes, the bonus is approved. This one is paid when the caregiver completes 2 months working in the agency.
And how much is the bonus?
Let me see. It's for Arlo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Ava?
Arlo.
I'm looking for the HR notes. Okay, I don't find the note with the amount, but I'm going to ask, okay, can I get back to you with the answer?
Okay, yeah, and I want to make sure that that paper was handed over for the reimbursement for his TB test for that $75. They said it's going to go back on his check.
Okay, yes, also I'm going to ask for that to Monica. I see she was following up about that.
Okay, and can you please call me back? You have my number, correct?
Give me 1 second, Latoya. Let me see. No, I don't have the phone number to call you back.
Would you like to take it down?
Yes, please.
It's 267.
Yes.
761.
3189. Okay, Latoya, I will get back to you when I found the amount of bonus, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.